flights in August. The FAA did not elaborate on what the new risk was.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the plane grounded worldwide after two deadly crashes. This is Fox News.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off their already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance that you might encounter one of those widely scattered storms roaming around. Not many towns are going to get one, but a few lucky towns may, and they'll fade out later tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow, look for another scorcher of a day, high in the middle 90s, hot and humid with only spotty afternoon storms. The chances of running into one are really small, but if you get under one, you can get a lot of rain. Then thunderstorms will be a little bit better supply on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll still be random, but there'll be more storms to go around over the upcoming weekend. Maybe cool you down for a little while. Highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. 272-9228 number here in the Bluedale building. In the attic, in a static, as it were. Say something, Jason, while I'm trying to figure out how to cut this off.
Something, Jason, while he's trying to cut that thing off.
Hey, good job, man. Good job, buddy. That was pretty good.
I can follow instructions.
You can follow instructions, can't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Let me, while I'm actually doing, sitting here looking
we got
at
a caller.
This. No way.
We got a caller.
Get out. Somebody still listens to us? What's wrong with these people? We had a caller. No, we still do.
Hang in there. This is Jason.
Let's see. Well, this is great radio, isn't it?
Let me put you on hold for a second.
Let's see if I can get... Come on now. What's going on here? Here we go. I'm having some weird electronic...
Well, I can read Putin's plan to destroy America.
Yeah, go ahead. That's pretty
all
quick.
Right.
Before we get Barry on.
Yeah, came across his plan to destroy America.
Yeah, it's something too, boy.
Yes. Number one, get Trump elected.
Yep, he's done
number
that.
Number two... Secure the borders. Working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, rebuild the military.
Hmm.
Four, boost the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
That'll get us.
All but eliminate ISIS.
Oh, yeah.
And the next is create more jobs.
That'll
and
destroy.
Lastly, return pride to the USA.
Yeah, we can't have pride. That'll certainly destroy this country.
And Putin could not have accomplished any of this without getting Trump elected first.
That's so. Right. Step by step, buddy. Step by step. Hey, Barry.
Hey, Terry.
What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. Just listening to all the news y'all are giving out.
Oh, I didn't realize we were giving out news. Thank you.
Well, it's
I know.
It's always something new.
The world's insane, Barry.
Mm-hmm.
World's gone crazy.
Yeah, you were talking about the Rh negative blood.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and daughter have Rh negative blood.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. Wow, you don't catch them doing like incantations or anything, do you?
No.
That's a good thing. Good thing. Good job. Yeah, I think Postman has it too, and for a black man to have it, it's even more rare than it is normally.
Yeah, it's extremely rare.
Yeah, I think like 2% of people, black or maybe even less than that, have it. He told me one time, but I don't remember. Like most things, I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. You know, you talked about the Dracos too, and I don't know if you've ever, you remember the show Buck Rogers, you know, Aaron Gray and all that bunch.
Yeah.
You know, when they had on there, they had that Draconian Empire that was supposed to have been ruling the universe. I don't know if you remember that part.
I wasn't paying attention. Most people.
Yeah, they were called, they were the Draconian, that Pamela Hensley played the princess of the Draconian Empire.
They show us so much truth in TV and movies. It's unbelievable. They have to. Part of the rules.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, you go back and look at stuff again and you see all this stuff and it starts clicking.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you something else, and I can't take credit for this because I didn't discover it, but I have verified it. What they've been doing is going back into movies and adding chemtrails. They did it with the movie Cars. If you watch any of the, if they show it on TV, then you just, the scenes where they're out there racing in the desert, him and the girl that's the Porsche, look up in the sky and look at the chemtrails. They used to not be there because I've seen some of the, I had the original movie and it wasn't in it. They weren't there. And now they are. So they're trying to make it seem normal. So that way when we complain, they can go, oh, no, it's been like that forever. You just don't remember it being that way. Yeah, I do. It wasn't that way, I'm telling you.
I wonder if it's that or did somebody go back and change the timeline somehow.
Yeah, the Mandela effect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mandela effect. That's a whole another show there. I don't know. I'm torn.
I've been looking at a lot of the time travel here like the last few weeks. The more you look into it, the bigger that rabbit hole gets.
You better believe it.
Anything you do changes so much.
Yep.
Think
about the movie Back to the Future. I think that's the first time people started kind of wrapping their heads around any change I make, if I were to travel in time, any change I make which affects any kind of outcome, it's a domino effect.
Oh, yeah.
It will affect everything eventually.
Everything.
It could. It probably would. Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yes, it is.
It's just, I don't know what to think about the time stuff. I really don't. You know, Kelly Johnson, head of Skunk Works, said, if you can think of it, we've done it. Which I think he was talking time travel, too. But, who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah,
I can't remember the show now, but it was like, you think you're paranoid, but you're not paranoid enough.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
It's not paranoia when they really are out to get you. Dr. Johnny Fever said that on WKRP, and he was right.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten around to getting that book, the Baron Trump.
Oh, yeah, the Journey, Voyage, or whatever it was, the Voyage of Baron Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was curious about that because the parallels to what's going on now or what happened with the election.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's cool. And the fact that Trump's granddaddy ended up with all those trunks from Tesla that had all those plans. No, it was his granddad, I think it was.
Yeah, I've read both. I don't know which to believe.
Yeah, but anyways, they own all those trunks. And, of course, Tesla supposedly had plans for a time machine.
Yeah.
Not only that, but he worked on the Philadelphia experiment with Einstein. And we know how that went.
Yeah, the degaussing effect. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not totally impossible when you look at just the Philadelphia experiment. If that can happen, then yes, I'm quite certain that he could have come up with some idea of going back in time.
Well, Barry, the little short moon woman and I went and saw The Secret Life of Pets 2, the sequel, because we love the original. And in the previews, there's a movie that's coming out where this guy from India, he wakes up one morning and every bit of history about the Beatles is gone. Nobody's ever heard of the Beatles. So he starts playing the songs of the Beatles that he remembers, and suddenly everybody's like, that's a great song. You ought to be a singer-songwriter. So he, Hey Jude, all of the different songs, he starts coming back out. And I was thinking, imagine that. That would be kind of cool to go back in time, knowing what we know now. And you got to wonder, are time travelers doing that? You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an interesting possibility. But knowing my luck, I'd go back in time and not remember. You know, you try to tell people about microwave ovens and cars and all that, but you don't know how to make one.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, well, how does it work? Well, I don't have any idea.
Yeah, there was one called the Hot Tub Time Machine where they go back in time, and one of the main characters, he ends up staying behind, and then he ends up creating Lugal search engine.
And
he changed it to Lugal because his name was Lou or something. But anyways, becomes this multi-billionaire and everything. And,
of course.
And takes the place of a lead singer in a rock and roll band. I can't remember which one, but it was hilarious.
Did you ever watch that Hulu movie about the time travel, about the guy going back to save Kennedy, the November 22nd, 19?
I've read it. I've read that book. I've read
did?
Yes. Fascinating stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then the end was, you know, really shocking. They did save him at the end.
Yes. And, well, you know, there's an ongoing theory that Kennedy was not killed, that this was all a big setup to bring about the New World Order, and he was part of it. And I don't believe it.
I don't believe it for a minute.
No, I don't either.
Based on the speeches that he said prior to him being assassinated, and you know, the video footage that was showing him being assassinated, I don't think anybody really could have survived something like that.
No, he didn't survive that. He was dead there in the car that day.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, on the opposite spectrum of time travel, have you seen that movie Idiocracy? Where
I have.
Is it Luke Wilson? He goes into cryo and then wakes up in the distant future. And
he's the smartest man in the world.
Yeah, he goes in pretty dumb and comes out being the most intelligent person in the whole world. And everybody is so stupid.
The world's been dumbed down so much.
Yeah, they're all about TV and their screens, and you know
that would be so frustrating.
Yeah,
to be him and knowing what we know, and people are so caught up in their devices.
Yeah, all the crops are dying because they're feeding that energy drink.
Yeah, like Gatorade or something.
Yeah, instead of watering them, they're feeding them that soda drink that they drink.
What movie was it? There was a movie, and I don't watch many movies, but this one, I watched a few minutes and I was hooked, and I had to watch most of it. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. Failure to Launch, he was the best friend in Failure to Launch. He was in Wedding Crashers. He was the bad boyfriend in Wedding Crashers. I can't remember his name, but he discovers some kind of pill that makes him super, super, super smart.
Oh, yeah, that guy, Limitless.
What's the name of that? Limitless?
Limitless.
That was a great movie, what I saw of it.
Yeah, Cooper. Bradley
Cooper. Bradley Cooper. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But that would be amazing to be able to have that much intelligence, which the way it's going, if you could just keep the intelligence you have now, in 10 years, you will be the smartest person on the planet.
You're not kidding.
Because people are getting dumb as a box of hammers.
Your cognitive abilities are declining.
They're diminishing, man. They're gone. You know?
I mean, I deal with it every day in the classes. You know?
Oh, that's right. You do, don't you?
People can't stay off their phone, you know? If that phone vibrates, they've got to look at it. I mean, you know,
it's an addiction.
It's an addiction,
It really is.
It is, and unfortunately, I have to admit that I look at my phone
way too
much,
though. It's part of your business. You have to.
It is, that's true, but still, even when I'm not doing business, I'll sit there and I'll scroll through Facebook, you know.
The book of faces.
Well, of course, I justify it by saying, well, I'm researching. I'm learning stuff, which is true, you know, and I learn a lot from it.
At least you're getting something out of it.
But it is addictive. I mean,
besides cancer.
But they are so quick on their phones. You know, I can ask a question, and they can Google it on their phone faster.
Well, that's not fair.
I know.
And
most of the time, I can remember something myself. You know, some of them folks are really quick on their phone.
You need to get a jammer, a blocker for your classroom.
I have done that before, but, you know, we got so much stuff hooked.
Right. It defeats the purpose.
I was going to say, I think they passed laws now where you can't use those anymore.
Well, they've always been somewhat illegal, but you still order them. I've got one.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought about buying one.
I've thought about buying one and using it in line at the DMV or at the fast food restaurants, places where you're waiting in line and it's your turn. It's the person in front of you's turn, but they're on their phone and taking up time. And
like at a red light.
Yeah, at a red light. I mean, I was sitting at a red light the other day, and it a guy, you know, was, you know, at the red light, and I was behind him, and fell off the guy or girl. But, I mean, the light went and was changing yellow before they ever realized.
Yes.
You know, that it changed. Then they take off right quick, and you're left there at the red light again.
It happens to me more times than I can say. It's just, oh, man.
Yeah, we talked about this tonight at Baumhauer's. And Jason's a lot like I am. You know, I'm first in line. My job's to sit there and watch that damn light. When it turns green, I go. I don't wait, and maybe that's why I chew up a set of rear tires every year, but I'm going to go when the light turns green.
I get road rage standing in line at the buffet at the Chinese restaurant, so it's even worse on the road.
Oh, it's terrible, and it's only getting worse.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's portable devices.
And at the grocery store and the checkout line, people will sit there and talk on the phone, and you're sitting there like, you know, can't you pay the bill and get out of the way first?
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. I was at Walmart last night picking up a few things. Had several people in front of me. All the lines were way backed up. So
no
I was
way.
Like, well, this Walmart? Was... I was like, this one looks like it's going to be moving pretty quick. It's a shorter line.
The
I
line
get that
roulette.
Line.
Love the line roulette.
And it gets to the third person in front of me, and the lady just walks away, doesn't come back. And we're standing there looking like, yeah, the cashier. She just walks off. I don't know if she quit or what, but the customer service department noticed it and sent somebody out to open another register and brought us over to that line. But it's like, oh, my goodness, I cannot believe I waited all this time in this line. And she was moving so super slow. I think she was I think she quit because she was purposefully moving extremely slow, like real slow motion.
I'll teach them.
And I was getting aggravated. I didn't say anything, but I was about pulling my hair out, trying to keep myself from saying anything.
I will tell you, I was at Kroger in Tigertown the other night, and I was at the child trying to pay the bill, and the boy there at the checkout was on his phone. Mm. And the manager come up and just snatched that phone out of his hand and, you know, gave him one of them looks and walked off.
Yep. Well, what's annoying to me is when you go into a gas station or the Shell station, and the clerk's got one of those ear things in, and she's just talking to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're trying to figure out, is she talking to me? You know? Yeah, and they're just involved in a conversation, and you're just kind of like, you're like an interference with her conversation, even though you're trying to give them your money. It's crazy, man. It's just, this is insane.
Imagine being from the past coming here and watching all these people walking around talking in the air like that. You think the world's going crazy.
Yeah.
Which it pretty much has.
It has. Well, Barry, I'm late for my break. I got to go, buddy.
All right. Good listening, y'all.
Thanks, man. Take care, buddy.
All right. See you. All right, bye.
Wow, I'm way late for my break. Listen to some Nelly Clamp.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. It's kind of been a surreal show. I don't know, with everything that's going on with me, I don't know, this morning I just felt like all the sadness in the world landed on my shoulders this morning, and I cried and cried, and I still don't know why. This stuff, this Morgellon stuff is getting worse and worse, and I've been going to the different, there's several different boards on Facebook dealing with Morgellons, and believe me, I'm far from the only one. There's a lot of people out there that are, you know, they're at their wits' end with this, because it's just terrible, and nobody knows how to stop it, nobody knows how to certainly to cure it. The problem, as I see it, is it doesn't matter. If you cure it, the second you walk outside and breathe, you're reinfested, because it's being aerosoled. It's falling down from the sky. And I just don't understand how people don't get that. I guess nobody looks up.
Yeah. Maybe there's some kind of connection between you and the others that are suffering more than others.
We've been trying to figure that out. And so far, what we've decided is we're the canaries in the coal mine. We're that, but... You know what that means, canary in the coal mines, you know, because they're more susceptible to the gases.
Yes.
So that the miners would take one down there. If they see the canary drop dead, they know to get the heck out of there. So we're that, but we're also like the preliminary. We're the test cases for this stuff.
Yeah.
Before they go full scale. And I personally think they already have. I think they've already gone full scale. It's just people don't know it. They don't realize it.
I'm just curious if it's like... You and the others in those groups are being targeted in particular?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Or if it's that you have a common denominator that makes the symptoms come out more prominent?
Well, Clifford Carnicom spent 2 years doing nothing but getting information from every Morgellon sufferer that would answer his survey. And he can't come to any definitive answer as to a common denominator. Now, Skizzit Jester, the lady who I consider the premier researcher, she's the one that found the patents on this stuff, the gene manipulation and all this stuff. She says that all of us are targeted individuals. All of us Morgellon's victims are targeted. And that makes sense with what's going on with me, the hacking of my phone, the hacking of my computer, all the weird things that are happening in my life. I believe it's because I'm targeted, personally. And I've seen it. I've seen targeting. I know it exists. So don't try to tell me I'm paranoid. Because like I said earlier, it's not paranoia when they are out to get you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're targeted. I really do.
Yeah, and there should be some kind of common denominator there, too. Why would you be a target? I mean, I guess it could just be totally random, but it seems like...
Oh, you mean why we were chosen to be the front?
Yeah, the targeted ones. Because I mean,
I think it's addiction.
Yeah.
Think about it. If you're going to test some kind of debilitating agent on someone that has these bizarre manifestations, what better than an addict? Because when an addict, first off, we're very independent. We don't like to ask for help. That's number one problem with an addict is we will not ask for help. We don't see the damage we're doing to others when we do what we do, so we don't ask for help. What better person than to infest? Also, when you're an addict, you've lost your credibility among a lot of people. Oh, look at that guy. He used to smoke dope, or he used to, you know, shoot up or whatever. So, you know, if you go to the doctor, and I've come clean with my doctor, he knows my past, and tell him I've got these things growing out of my arm, he's going to go, come on, man. Come on, you're kidding, right? You're going to lose a lot of your credibility. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to the addict thing, I mean, that's when, of course, I didn't know about Morgellons, but... my first experience of seeing people pulling fibers out of their skin was being around people that were doing methamphetamine.
Exactly, exactly.
And, of course, you know, they're saying, I feel something crawling up under my skin, and they're sitting there picking at it, and the next thing you know, they're pulling out these fibers out of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's like red, blue, and...
Exactly, white.
Yeah, white.
Red, white, and blue. What are the chances?
Yeah, go figure.
Uh-huh.
And I think sometimes an occasional green one, but...
Yeah, I've seen the neon green ones.
But it was so weird. It's like, at first I was like, dude, you need to get off the drugs, bud, because, you know, you don't have anything crawling on your skin. It's just the effect of the drugs. But when to see him pull a fiber out and it, not just a short fiber, but, I mean, just keeps on coming out. And you're like, oh, my God, are you serious? Where is this coming from? How are you?
I know.
And I do believe that probably because methamphetamines are made with lithium. Lithium holds a charge, and these things
feed off of it.
Yeah, they become active from the charge from your body.
Exactly.
with the lithium that's in the...
Which is another reason you can't use a zapper. And I've tried to tell people on the boards that, because they're talking about using zappers. If you do that, you're feeding them. You're giving them what they want. Don't use... You can't use a zapper. I have what I've... The weirdest thing to me is I'll have these weird bumps, like a little pustule. Looks kind of like a pimple, and it's clear, and you can see something black just underneath the skin. When you pop that and you pull that black fiber out, that sucker may be 3 inches long. Like you were talking about, pulling it out and out and out.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You pull it out and it's curled. When you pull it out, it looks like a spring.
Yeah.
Bizarre stuff, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you opened my eyes up whenever you had that little microscope for the phone, and I looked at my skin.
We're wrapped in fibers, buddy.
And saw what I saw. I mean, but... You know, luckily, fortunately, and I thank God for this, that I'm not suffering in a way that you are and many others. But, there's something to it.
Oh, there's something to it. And the thing is, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. We know that. Knowing what I know now, I could have had this 30 years ago, and I just didn't. I had no way to connect the dots like I do now, because I've had a lot of these same symptoms for a very long time. I just didn't realize it. I remember back in the... Lynn and I had just been married. This had to be the late 80s, early 90s. I had built a little motocross track down in the country, and my buddy Mike and I were riding, and I fell. And I thought I had dislocated my shoulder. And I went to a doc in the box. And truth of the matter is, I kind of wanted some pain pills too, to be honest with you. But for some reason, they took blood. Well, I got a message from that doctor about 2 weeks later saying, "We got some weird anomalies with your blood. You know, we need you to come back in." Of course, I never did. But, that could have been, if I had followed up on that, maybe I could have got ahead of this thing. I don't know.
Who knows?
Exactly. Hindsight's 20/20. Who knows? But it's happening. And I think Frank hit the nail on the head when Frank said, 6 months from now, everybody's going to want to know everything you know about Morgellons, because it's suddenly people are going to wake up and realize what's going on. And I hope and pray that's true. And I hope and pray I'm here in 6 months to answer those questions. I'm not sure that I will be. Yep. It's some weird stuff, man, but it's happening.
Yeah.
The weird thing is the attraction of insects to our skin. It's because I'm trying to remember the term. You know, the human body is so sophisticated. I don't see how doctors do what they do.
They Google it.
Is that, well, you
I've
know
I've seen
that.
It. Yeah. I synced it.
You have synced it. Yeah, but I forget what it's called in your genome, but Skizzet Chester found the patent. I think it was Stanford University. One of the doctorates there, doctors there, has a patent on switching out ectosome, ECTOSOME. So insects think your skin is like a rotten log. In other words, it's the ideal spot for them to come, burrow in, and lay their eggs. I mean, what kind of sick, twisted mind comes up with a patent for changing the human skin where a bug will think it's the perfect place to come and burrow in and lay eggs? That's sick, man.
I've read many, many stories of people having bugs burrow under their skin and lay eggs.
You better believe it. Me too. I'm experiencing it. Some of the weirdest things I've experienced, you know, things that look just like insects. The weirdest thing to me are the images that you will see on a piece of skin that's half the size of a BB. You put it under the microscope, and there's a picture of George Washington or R2-D2, or a picture of what looks like an officer from maybe French or Italian military, you know, with the hat, the glasses, all the ribbons on his. I mean, it looks like a photograph. And I've had the world's premier. Was that thunder?
Was thunder. I thought I heard it earlier. And
wow.
I was thinking, there's no. I've never heard
that's
thunder.
That's thunder.
Here
but the world's premier industrial toxicologist, I sent this picture to her via email, and she wrote back and said, "Well, what you've got there, just matter-of-factly, what you've got there is kind of like a wireless fax. It reacts at a certain frequency, and then it shows, you know, once it hits a certain frequency, it projects this image." And I'm thinking, what the hell's this doing in me? Go figure. You got to hit a break. We'll be back. This is a long one. It's a long one.
272-9228. Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect. perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance that you might encounter one of those widely scattered storms roaming around. Not many towns are going to get one, but a few lucky towns may, and they'll fade out later tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow, look for another scorcher of a day, high in the middle 90s, hot and humid with only spotty afternoon storms. The chances of running into one are really small, but if you get under one, you can get a lot of rain. Then thunderstorms will be a little bit better supply on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll still be random, but there'll be more storms to go around over the upcoming weekend. Maybe cool you down for a little while. Highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi there. Welcome back to the program. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. It is raining on the cats and the dogs outside. Yeah, das Hound. The Hund. It's raining outside. It's raining pretty good out there, actually. And maybe it'll cool things off. I sure hope so, because this, I got to tell you something. It's not supposed to be 90 degrees at 10 o'clock at night. I know why that's happening, because the metal particulates are trapping the hot air and it can't be displaced by the cooler air as per normal. What happened to the phone call?
That was Sam. He just let us know that, yes, it was raining. And we figured that
Thank
out.
God he called, because I wouldn't know what to think out there getting wet with that stuff.
He wanted to hold on, he said, no, you got it covered. You put out some good stuff today. So
wow.
Got
a call. Maybe I wonder if it's Sam again. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Connie.
It's Miss Connie. Hey, Miss Connie.
Hey.
Hi.
I didn't get to hear everything at the very beginning of the show.
You want me to repeat it?
No. Okay. I'll go back and listen to, I'll go listen to the podcast, which I listened to some today. But you've been I've heard some talk about Rh negative blood.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of freaks me out, and I really haven't studied much on it, because I have a daughter who has Rh negative blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I mean, she's not alien.
No, she's not. It's just a different kind of blood, but I don't know what, why is there, you know, why are there different types of blood? What causes them to be different? I don't know.
I don't know, because we're all O positive and she's O negative.
That's weird.
I know.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
No, well, as a matter of fact, when she had a cochlear implant, because she's deaf, and when she was 4, she had surgery in California, and she lost a little more blood than they expected, because she had a vein in a weird place, and so they were afraid she was going to have a blood transfusion, so we're like, well, take the blood from us, you know,
right.
And they tested us, and they're like, you can't give her blood.
Wow.
And we're like, what? And we were like in total shock.
Yeah,
we said, that can't be. How can that be?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, it could happen that you could have, you know, both be positive and have a negative child.
That's weird.
And of course, she's had two kids and had to have the shots, you know.
Right, right.
But anyway, that just really, this spooks me out.
Yeah, that's bizarre, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. I mean, she's really special, so, you know, I don't know.
I can see that, yeah.
But anyway, I was going to tell you something. I don't know if you saw that display in Switzerland started through the 12th through the 24th of that the Arch of Palmyra. You know that arch?
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Well, it was to commemorate the 70th anniversary of UNESCO. Mm-hmm. And of course, the summer solstice came in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. And it was in Bern, Switzerland, within 100 miles of CERN.
Yeah, where they had those crazy, bizarre opening ceremonies.
Right, and the director of the research said, out of this door might come something, or we might send something through it.
That's very concerning.
Yeah, right. And of course, as you know, there's a statue of Shiva at CERN, which is known as the Destroyer. And of course, this is not the original. It was destroyed by ISIS. That's one thing that they did get right. Uh-huh. But yes, you know, it was used for the worship of Baal or Moloch. Mm-hmm. And how did they worship it? Bisexual orgies and child sacrifices.
You better believe it. And now, in the temples.
Well, what are they pushing today?
Exactly. Same things.
Bisexual and child sacrifice, right?
Yep. What do you think? What do you think abortion is? It's child sacrifice.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
Yep.
And now it's beginning, that arch is becoming a symbol for world government. It was used at the G7 summit and the World Government Summit, both in 2017. So, the unveiling, the original unveiling was in 2016, and it coincided with the 13-day period known as the blood sacrifice to the beast.
How about that? The beast!
The beast,
imagine that. Beast.
And so, I mean, we are being pushed to that so quickly. Everybody's just accepting all this crazy transsexual, bisexual, whatever stuff, and there's not such thing as a man and a woman, and child sacrifice, and all this is being pushed.
Yep.
And very quickly, and all of that has to do with the worship of the beast.
You better believe it does. Yep. You see we all see where this is leading, but the average person doesn't have a clue.
Nope,
and I don't understand that.
Because they've normalized it through all these years.
Yeah, they have. And it's been going on a long time. I remember watching movies in the 80s, and they'd always, for some crazy reason, include a homosexual character. And I'm like, why is this? Why have they got this guy in here? I never understood it. That was part of easing it more and more and more, and here we are.
And pushing it more and more on the whole world.
Yes.
Going into, and that's one thing, some places in Africa still have rights. Some of the, you know, there are still some places fighting against this, but that's part of the beast system taking over the world. That's part of, and the child sacrifice, all of that just plays into it.
It really does. You're exactly right. It's crazy. And also, think about this. Homosexuality is a form of depopulation. Proactive population.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Right.
Because they're not going to have kids, you know?
Right.
Yep.
Well, and so is abortion. Depopulation.
And so is feminism.
All of it is, you know. And what killed me is when I read that, I played that clip last night of P. Lousy talking about those poor children at the border. All I could think about was, what about those children in their mother's womb that are being vacuumed out? What about their misery? Who speaks for them, Nancy? She is so freaking evil.
Yeah, she doesn't want them crossing the border.
Well, did you see Googly Eyes, AOC, and have that photo shoot down supposedly at the concentration camp, as she calls it?
Yeah.
And when somebody did a wide angle, a wide view, it was an empty parking lot with just some Border Patrol agents. There were no kids.
Of course not.
And she was crying and carrying on. It's like, hello. But, of course, they didn't show all that in the pictures. They focused on her with the fence in the background, but not showing that it was an empty parking lot.
Yeah, it's a setup.
Oh, you can bet if they were fully in charge, we'd be the ones in the concentration camp.
You better believe it.
Oh, absolutely. That's where it's at. If you're a Christian and you still believe in a man and a woman and godly things, yeah, we're going to be the ones, just like the Jews were rounded up. Just like in the Christians.
Miss Connie, why are churches not talking about the stuff we're talking about? Why are they not talking about this?
They sold out.
That's the only answer I can come to as well.
And they're scared. They're scared to stand up for being punished. But they've sold out. They have bought into the lie. They're not. You can go to a church and claim to be a Christian, but you can stand in a garage and claim to be a car, but that doesn't make you a car.
Well said. You're right.
So, you know, they're as worldly as everybody else.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's sad.
Okay, I know it is, but God said that people would be blinded, and they are.
They really are. And it breaks my heart to see this happening to my country. I want my country back, but I don't think I'm going to get it.
You're not going to get it. No, I just, the Bible tells us what has to happen.
I know.
That what will happen. And we should fight it. I'm not saying we shouldn't fight it.
Thank you.
It's never what's
that
right. We should fight it.
That was my next statement. That doesn't give us an excuse to sit back and just watch it happen.
No, we're to occupy until he comes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's what the Bible said. We're to occupy. We're to continue fighting until he comes. But we know. We know that eventually, we don't know how soon, but we know it's coming. And apparently pretty soon from the way things are going.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night. And I hope you get to feeling better, Terry.
Thank you, Miss Connie.
All right. Take bye-bye.
Care. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Frank. How are you, buddy?
Hey, not bad. Hey, do you want me to hold over?
No, we'll just go through the break. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I want to talk about something tonight, and if you could, I don't know if you can get a message to Postman or not, but I'd like to sit down and talk to him about this subject one-on-one before I go much further. But I want to talk about this probably for the next 3 or 4 or 5 phone calls.
Okay? Now, is this what you emailed me about earlier?
Yes.
I've tried to respond to you, and Jason will back me up on this. My keyboard was switched over to, was it Dutch? I forget. It had the two little dots above the letters. Yeah. I'm not kidding. It had two little dots above the letters.
I can't read Dutch.
I can't type it.
What really sucks is when the autocorrect comes in and you're speaking another language.
It's weird. But anyway, go ahead.
That. Anyway, let me ask you this. What do you think about the hollow earth theory?
I think there's some truth to it. Admiral Byrd, you know, his diary just blew me away when I read it. And there's too many stories of guys who get out in the sea. They wind up way up north dodging icebergs. And next thing you know, this big canoe-looking thing with like 15-foot-tall dudes pick them up, take them down in the middle of Earth. It's crazy. But I think there's some truth to it.
Not to mention there's many movies.
Well, if Brendan Fraser's in a movie, it must be true, right?
Yeah. You know, there's a documentary out from 1929 where it shows what Admiral Byrd seen in the first expedition.
Really?
Yeah. But anyway, in the next couple of 2-3 weeks, I want to overpower you with the Bible, what the Bible says about it.
Oh, please.
Okay?
Yes. Please.
But let's start off with what Jesus said about the hollow earth. Remember that when Jesus talked about the story about Lazarus and the rich man?
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And Abraham's bosom, and it came to pass that he died. He was carried to the angels in Abraham's bosom. This is, by the way, this is Luke 16, 19, 26.
It's the only time the Bible ever mentions Abraham's bosom. But go ahead.
Exactly. Okay. The rich man also died, and he was buried. And in hell, he lifted his eyes in garments and Aaron and Abraham far off.
Dip your finger in water.
Yeah. And Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And sent Lazarus at me. He dipped his finger in the water and cooled my tongue for him. Tormented in this flame.
Mm-hmm.
But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus' evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented.
I love it.
And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, and there shall be come to pass from here that you cannot, neither can they pass to us, so they can pass from there. So in other words, there's a great gulf, okay, somewhere.
Yes,
right.
Divided, okay.
Divided, all right? Go to Job 38:30. The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen.
Hmm.
What does that mean? Okay.
I don't know.
Go to Exodus 24. Thou shalt not make and tell thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is heaven above or in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth.
The okay? water under the earth?
Yeah, what does water under the earth mean? Okay.
Huh.
What exactly does that mean? Now, Exodus seems to tell us that somehow the people on the planet have access to hidden oceans. Go back to Job. The waters are hidden as with stone.
Uh-huh.
Go to Antarctica, okay? And the face of the deep is frozen. And they were instructed not to make images, okay? Why? This one's really interesting, guys.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm just touching the surface tonight, okay?
Okay.
Genesis 4, 11, 16. And thou art cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. This is Cain and Abel. When thou tillest the ground, it shall henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be on the earth. Upon the earth, a fugitive and a vagabond.
Mm-hmm.
And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, that thou hast driven me out of the day from the surface of the earth, and from thy face I have to hide.
Why would he say surface of the earth?
Yes. Why?
Wow.
Okay. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it's like, now, there's different interpretations. It says from the land. But the majority of the interpretations say from the surface of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Therefore, okay, then there's the mark of Cain. And Cain went out of the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, which is east of Eden. Okay? That's Genesis 4:11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, in the great flood, the flood came, the fountains of the deep burst forth to the surface. When the flood came, it didn't only rain. But all of a sudden, from underneath the ground, all these surfaces burst, okay? And there's a lot of theories out there, and I've been doing this for probably 24 to 36 hours straight, okay?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. The four rivers of the Garden of Eden, okay? The Garden of Eden, I believe 100%, and I'm going to try to prove it in the next 2 to 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
is in the hollow of the earth. Okay.
Oh, my God. Now, that makes perfect sense.
Abraham's bosom, paradise, Eden, all the same. If Abraham's burden is paradise, is this just, what is paradise? Jesus told the thief next to him on the cross, today you shall be with me in paradise. Okay.
Right.
And after the cross, he did not ascend to heaven. He went to the bowels of the earth, to Abraham's bosom, with Lazarus, where Lazarus went, which was in paradise.
Inner earth is like the holding place for souls.
Yes. Yes. You nailed it, Terry. You
wow.
nailed it. Okay.
That makes sense.
I'll cover more on that because some of the souls have been. And if you go back to the book of Enoch, what we talked about the book of Enoch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And we talked about the rapture. All uh-huh, right.
Right.
And the rapture is not us descending the earth, it's these fallen. And all these
being
trying
taken.
To get out
yes.
the belly of the earth. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Because many further implications we may, the domain within the earth itself is Abraham's bosom in paradise. Okay. There is no other paradise mentioned anywhere else ever in the Bible. Okay. I'm going to throw one more thing at you. And I'll let you go tonight.
You're blowing my mind, Frank. You're blowing my mind.
Revelation 2:7. To him that overcomes, I will give him to eat the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Okay? The tree of life and the Garden of Eden is in the hollow earth.
That makes perfect sense, man.
Now, food for thought, okay? And I've got probably another 25 to 30 Bible verses that can back it up.
Wow.
Everybody that's a conventional Christian out there is going to say, that's just total bullcrap.
That's okay.
Okay, Frank's crazy. He's losing everything.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
You get used to it after a while.
Yeah. No, I've had a couple of dreams about this here the last couple of nights.
Really?
Well, this week after it's been a rough, you know, like I mentioned,
sorry,
a rough
man.
Rough
I'm
3 weeks. But anyway, I think I'm done with it. I think it's over. I turned everything over to the Lord and it's done. I think it's gone. It's
I
done.
I love it. Good job.
But the fact of the matter is, there's something to this.
Yes,
there's
I
an
agree.
Opening on the North Pole and the South Pole.
That's right. Why do they keep people? Why do they prevent anyone from flying over there?
They're hiding it.
Exactly.
They're hiding
exactly.
It
can't come to any other conclusion.
Yeah. Okay. And this is about what's to be unleashed. And that's why I say, if you can touch base with Postman, I want to sit down face to face with him and talk about this, because to me this is incredible what's about to be unveiled. So
I'm with you.
Anyway, I know that's a little bit heavy, but I just want to throw it out to you.
No, man, great call, Frank. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Take care, buddy. See you. Love that, Frank. Frank and Connie back to back. Does it get any better than that?
It doesn't. I'll tell you what, you are truly blessed to have those two callers.
I couldn't agree more.
The wealth of knowledge. I mean, what other radio program has that caller?
None that I know of. None that I'm very blessed. I really am. I PNM and BNG a lot, but I'm very blessed to be, you know, still walking this earth and listening to the wisdom of people such as Miss Connie and Frank. We've got to get a Bible study together. Yeah. We've got to.
We have got to, absolutely.
Please,
in for it.
I am too. All right, let's hit this break. We are kind of late. Right. Caller, hold on for me, please. I am way late. Got to hit a break.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to the Waning Moments. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
I was telling Jason earlier, I had the Democratic fake debate on, and
why?
You're not missing anything.
Why?
Well, that's one of those. That is a tough question, but
for entertainment purposes only.
Hey, there you go. I got the closed caption on. It's just wasting electricity. The good news is I got your show on.
True.
Like I said, Terry, I hate you feeling rough, and that's really some incredible information you're putting out about the Morgellons. I have no idea what you're going through, but you put out a good show. I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you, Sam, from coming to you. That means a lot.
Well, I don't know where that come from, but you're welcome. Now look, I was listening to you a couple days, and I heard you say about leaving the. You came back to work. You leave for a few days, and the place just goes crazy. And you come back, and your roll up door was open, and all that.
Yeah, man.
But the big thing is, I was wondering, has anybody found sand in the studio yet?
In the studio.
Usually when I come back, I throw sand everywhere and little things.
To be honest, I hadn't thought about that. I should have.
No, man.
I thought about it. I would have done it.
I'm just rambling on about it.
Sandman.
No, I just never did give nothing to the whatever.
All right. Well, listen, I will talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Sam. See you, buddy.
Hey.
Whoops. He said, hey, and I cut him off. Well, he said, I'll see you later. I thought he was done, but he wasn't done.
That's what I thought.
Thought you were done, but you weren't done. Sorry about that. Sorry about this very much. Sorry.
Whoa, you got to be quicker than that.
You got to be a lot quicker than that. I'm quick with these buttons.
Yes.
Of course, I won't cut you off for no apparent reason, but I thought you were done or I wouldn't have cut you off. Honest to goodness. Honest. Would I lie to you? That's beside the point. I did not lie to you this time.
I'll take your word for it.
Please. Take my word for it. Take my wife, please.
Only know it because I synced it.
You synced it.
I synced it.
Yeah, sync is, you know, think about all the words that are now coming to our vocabulary because of portable devices. Syncing and texting and all this other crap. I'd love for things to go back the way they used to be. I think that's one reason I love to listen to old radio. I went ahead and paid the Piper, and I have a Sirius radio in my car, and I pretty much stay on the classic that has the old radio programs.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was such good stuff. Even the commercials reference God, you know? It works so well, we quit doing it. And it just breaks my heart to see my country going down the tubes, seeing people take my country down the tubes. And it seems like I'm helpless. I can't do anything to stop it.
Yep.
And it infuriates me, and it makes me mad, and it makes me sad. And I just go through the whole range of emotions. Because, dadgummit, Jason, I want my country back.
I want your country back, too.
You can't have it. But I want my country. I want my flying car, but that comes second to my country because I'm not that egotistical.
I want to fly around my country and my
there
car.
You go. If I could fly around in the country that I know and love, that would be great. But I don't think... Miss Connie's right. And this is an argument I've had with, quote, Christians before. I remember, and I've told this story before on Saturday night. I'm sorry. I'm like my father. I retell the same stories. I do apologize, but not really. I'm at this... We had this small groups, which is really great if you ever get a chance to get in small groups. It really gets really spiritual. We're outside barbecuing, and I look up, and there's this long line, and there's a chemliner leaving a chemtrail. Well, a couple of hundred miles, who knows, east of that is another airplane going in the same direction with a quickly dissipating short contrail behind it. So I point out to the guy who's host, I'm not going to call his name, the guy who's hosting us. And I said, look. He looked up. I said, see the one that's not dissipating? That's a chemtrail. And his answer was, good, maybe Jesus will get here quicker. That was his response. And I'm like, okay, I'm with you on that. I do hope that the return happens soon. However, making sport of this, the poisoning of the planet and making sport of the poisoning of the people on the planet, that ain't going to cut it. We need to be trying to address it. We need to be trying to warn other Christians. We need to be trying to bring everyone's attention to the poisoning of our planet, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I'm not.
Yeah. As a Christian, you know, I want to stave off the second coming of Christ for as long as I can because I know too many people...
That are going to perish.
That are going to spend eternity outside the presence of our Creator.
And that's not what you want to do.
Yes. If the angels can't handle it, you know, how can we?
Exactly. It's well said, Jason. Very well said. And you're on tonight. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, guys, my time is almost up. We got about 20 seconds or so. So thanks, everybody, for sticking with me. I'm sorry I've been in such a very bad mood. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. I've been very aggravated, going through the whole range of emotions, and this is literally killing me.